It's my personal belief, based on a fair amount of evidence, that they're not aliens. They're not aliens. They've always been here. They're not aliens. They've always been here. And I do think it's spiritual. That's my view.
In 2014, the Soul Trap started. It was me, a phone recorder, and my desk. I had been reading a book by I.D.E. Thomas called The Omega Conspiracy, Satan's Last Assault on God's Kingdom. If you don't have that book, it is a must. You've got to get it, got to read it. When I read that book, it began to turn the lights on, or as we so often say here at the Soul Trap, connect the dots. I begin to see that what the world was calling aliens, the Bible was calling demons. What the world was calling dimensional, the Bible was calling spiritual. What the world was calling paranormal activity, the Bible was actually calling, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It began to dawn on me that spirituality is dimensionality. And in fact, the most paranormal book in all the world is the Bible. The most paranormal people in all the world should be Christians. But sadly, unfortunately, we have become profoundly materialistic. I don't just mean two cars and boats. I mean humanistically materialistic. We have been convinced that we live in a closed system, but we do not. We live in a parallel dimension, heaven and earth, physical and non-physical, spiritual and non-spiritual, corporal and incorporeal, and that is the reality in which this universe operates. So, I started reading in 2014 that book, and I'm going to let you in a little inside baseball. On a Sunday night, I did a presentation on alien abduction. A keynote presentation on alien abduction, and maybe sometime I'll do that here for the Soul Trap. But I did that presentation on a Sunday night, and I remember getting in the car, and my wife said, "Honey, that was wonderful, but all of the children in the church are scared to death. They will be up all night. Parents are not going to be able to get them to go to sleep. Maybe we need to find another venue, another outlet for you to express these teachings that you're coming to." That was the birth of the Soul Trap. Now, some of you are wondering, well, where did the name of the Soul Trap come from? Well, the Soul Trap came from...
Wait, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
So that's how we came up with the name Soul Trap. Now, what's interesting is in 2014, when we started doing it, there was a handful of people, and it grew and it grew and it grew. But more often than not, I would get known as the X-Files preacher. Oh, you believe in little green men, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But the times have changed. The world has exploded beneath our feet, and the reality is that alien abduction, alien reality, however and by whatever means you want to call it, has become a mainstream reality. It is, in a sense, predictive programming. I would say it's prophetic programming. And the world is getting more and more and more comfortable with an old friend that it knew many, many, many millennia ago in Genesis chapter number 6. The sons of God have been veiled for a long time, but like that aunt and uncle that have been distant for a long time, they are making their way back.
Eddie wanted to make it a surprise.
Yeah, he's surprised.
And you're seeing that on mainstream. As far as mainstream, as Tucker Carlson. There's an article here, Tucker Carlson Originals discovers shocking revelations about UFO activity on Fox Nation. Some experts have noticed a distinct pattern between UFOs and everything nuclear. Where is this? With the spooky guy in the Soul Trap? No. Mainstream, Fox Nation, Tucker Carlson, they're telling you that there is something out there. Renowned physicist analysis declassified UFO footage on a new Tucker Carlson original. Theoretical physicist Miko Kaku breaks down the unique characteristics of UFOs taken from government archives in the UFO files, and this is available now on Fox Nation. In the latest installment of Fox Nation's Tucker Carlson Originals, host Tucker Carlson speaks with a renowned theoretical physicist and investigator and government eyewitnesses to get answers and evidence on UFOs. Is it a conspiracy, a government secret, aliens, or Chinese spies? In this June article, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence released a report confirming that the United States military has investigated nearly 150 credible and unexplained UFO encounters. The strategic questions with UFOs are, what are we dealing with? What are their capabilities? And what is their intention? Said Nick Pope, a former investigator for the UK Ministry of Defense. Up until this point, the US government has failed to publicly answer these questions. One of Carlson's highly knowledgeable sources even confirmed that there are credible reports the U.S. government and its contractors have obtained materials from these unidentified objects. Well, we've been talking about that for a long time as far as Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and the Roswell incident. There seems to be an attraction to anything and everything nuclear, said John Greenwald Jr. of theblackvault.com. According to Greenwald, many of the reports occurred within the proximity of military testing areas, many of which were former testing sites of nuclear weapons in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Now, what's interesting about that is these nuclear tests, there's been a lot of interesting feedback. Of course, the recent movie Oppenheimer came out, but there's been a lot of interesting discovery about that. Obviously, something has happened at the atomic level, but some people believe that the testing ad nauseum might have been to try to penetrate the firmament. That's another show for another time. The Washington Examiner's Tom Rogan asserted that it is understood within the Pentagon, the intelligence community, and members of Congress that there is a connection between nuclear weapons, reactors, and these unknown UFOs. Throughout the decades, the government's willingness to even admit the existence of UFOs, much less provide documentation of them, was non-existent. But this all changed in early 2021. Isn't it interesting how everything started changing after 2020? Everything started changing. This all changed in 2021 when the Navy declassified footage of some of their closest encounters with UFOs. For the first time, we have videotape, which we can measure the characteristics of these objects. So this is now real science, said one theoretical physicist. The author said that he viewed the footage taken from DHS patrol plane, which showed a 5-foot-long object moving at 100 miles an hour off the coast of Puerto Rico. The physicist noted the unidentified object was effortlessly moving in and out of water, something U.S. aircrafts and even missiles cannot do. It's interesting now, right? Air and water seem to have no real force or influence on this object. It can move in and out of water. A spiritual being has that same capacity. Jesus Christ was able to appear in and out of a room and walk on water. And an angel in the book of Acts that released Peter was able to open up iron gates without even touching them. A physicist who observed this vehicle, or whatever you want to call it, said the stresses would be enough to rip normal metal apart. In early 2021, the Navy declassified footage of some of their closest encounters. In one such video, Navy pilots captured a UFO off the coast of Florida in 2015, moving against 100 mile per hour winds. This object that we see on the videotape can do what we think no Chinese, no Russian, or no US hypersonic drone can execute. They break the sound barrier with no sonic boom. They can hit the ocean and not break apart. Now, despite the multitude of swirling questions, Carlson said we can be sure of one thing. The human body cannot tolerate more than 5 Gs, gravitational forces, for any extended period of time. We can say for certain there was not a human being aboard the object they were recording, concluded, not the crazy guy in the soul trap, but Tucker Carlson. As he so often does, Tucker Carlson talked about aliens and UFOs again Tuesday night, but this time there was a new wrinkle. These UFOs can fly not just in the air, but also underwater. A new report from American intelligence confirms something that has been rumored for a while. Late last year, a U.S. Navy F-A-18 fighter jet took a very clear photograph on a personal phone of a triangle-shaped, unidentified aerial phenomenon, Tucker said excitedly. That vehicle, whatever it was, appeared to be operating with a propulsion system that generated no visible exhaust. Hard to see how that could happen, he stated. The setting likely places a UFO near a U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. That shouldn't be surprising because a string of UFO sightings have involved nuclear reactors and warheads. But Tucker isn't just here for the regular UFOs. He wanted to talk about the underwater UFOs. Now, if you've ever followed the Soul Trap at all, you know we have talked about that. In fact, I have submitted to you that there are actually more underwater UFOs and that that might be the actual source. Remember now, remember. When the witch at Endor was talking to Saul, she said, "I see gods ascending." Ascending from where? Inner Earth. It might be that the last frontier is not just on the other side of the watered firmament. It might be that the last frontier is inner Earth, especially if the Earth is not in nature as we have been led to believe that it is, especially if there is a vastness to the inner Earth beyond which we are told. To that end, Tucker had on Tom Rogan from the right-wing Washington Examiner to talk about a report he wrote 2 weeks ago at this time that has gained really no traction among news outlets. On the Tucker Carlson show, he talked about this alleged incident. Quote, "The late 2019 incident essentially involved a U.S. carrier strike group. As with the incident in 2004 and 15, doing its workups on a pre-deployment, preparing to go abroad and do the missions that the Navy are assigned to do," Rogan said. "And the pilots were flying off the coast of the Atlantic seaboard, and they essentially see a black triangle. White sort of indicator lights on its peripheral tips coming out of the water very quickly, then accelerating at an extremely high speed at about a 90-degree angle. One of the pilots took a photo, a very good photo, I'm told by multiple sources on his iPhone. It came out of the water," Tucker said. "There have been over the years a number of reports of unidentified water vehicles moving in ways that don't make any sense at all. Tell us, what do you think about that?" Rogan then told Tucker that the reason the Navy doesn't publicize this stuff is because they don't want either China or Russia in particular to figure out whatever these vehicles are, figure out how they do what they do. They maneuver in ways that would essentially render a submarine or an aircraft carrier, or any other thing, quite frankly, military warship, vulnerable to attack. This is some special stuff, whatever it is." Tucker, in the interview, was awestruck. His reply was very accurate. Well, a bullet doesn't travel hundreds of knots an hour underwater for long. I mean, I don't think any human object ever has. "We've never imagined something like that," Tucker said. "Though the genre of science fiction might disagree with that statement, the reality is we don't have anything like what these people are catching on camera." Rogan then wrapped up by saying, "Whatever these things can do in air, underwater, in space, or even in low orbit are beyond any capability that we can identify with an Earth nation, either in platform or something that a military is showing or is in development, or has ever been conceived of. I mean, let's be honest, this is really out of the realm." Now, again, very fascinating that this is being mentioned by Tucker Carlson. What's happening? Space Force is on the way. Donald Trump and the showdown with Joe Biden. The world is in angst. We've got war with Hamas and Israel, Russia and the Ukraine, China and Taiwan. And what we're looking for is a spark. The economic system is fragile. Bitcoin, the entire world is set up for digital income. And lo, all of a sudden, behold, here comes AI. At breakneck speed, the world is changing. We're looking for somebody to bring order, some semblance of order. And what's happening is we're having a prophetic programming, not predictive programming, a prophetic programming that is telling us our friends, they're coming back. They're coming back. Now, what's interesting about it is that when we talk about Tucker Carlson, he's not just interested about the reports, he's scared. In an article by Gabe Wisnat, Stephen Greer, UFOologist and founder of the Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence, delivers remarks on his UFO and unidentified aerial phenomenon research under an artist rendering of an incident. He talks about this, and he says that conservative pundit Tucker Carlson isn't afraid to talk about many topics in public sphere. However, there is one topic that he's scared to cover. Carlson himself admitted that. It is the UFO story. On the December 12th edition of the redacted streaming news show, Carlson told hosts Clayton and Natalie Morse, quote, "The second thing that bothers me is the UFO story. If you talk to people who have actual knowledge," he stated, "if you talk to people that have actual knowledge of it, that they gathered themselves, there are parts of that story that I do not understand at all, that are really, really, really dark." Now, this is what Tucker Carlson says. "There's a spiritual component there that I don't fully understand. That story bothers me." Well, hey, welcome to the Soul Trap, brother. We've been saying that since we read the Omega Conspiracy, and IDE Thomas and others have been saying that. In fact, your Bible, your King James Bible, has been saying that in the book of Ephesians. It's been saying that in the book of Ezekiel. It's been saying that in the book of Second or First Kings and First and Second Kings. In other words, this spiritual element of the beings from the skies, all the way back to Genesis chapter number 6, Genesis chapter number 3, and I can make an argument to Isaiah 14 prior to this current Adamic world, it has always been there. We're just now catching up to it. What's fascinating to me, though, is that it's Tucker Carlson. This is not some strange guy sitting in a studio.
Turn the friggin' frogs gay!
It's becoming mainstream. And what's becoming mainstream about it? That there's something really, really, quote, really, really, really dark. There's a spiritual component that I don't fully understand about the story that bothers me. Before discussing UFOs, Carlson said briefly he's also hesitant to dive deep into the 2020 presidential election. He said, this is what he said, "I think there may be some merit to some of the wildest claims about that election." Both Clayton Morse and former host of several Fox News programs and Carlson alluded to having knowledge about a similar related story to UFOs. They said the story they were referencing isn't something they have talked about with their families. U.S. Congress gives government authority to keep UFO information secret. In another article, it states, "It's so dark, I haven't even told my wife about it," Carlson said. And this is not just stuff I read on the internet. It's deeply disturbing stuff. What is he reading? What is being held back by the government? What is there? If you want to know what's there, I think David Icke, as crazy as he might be, is onto something. If you want to know what I think is there, you might want to take a look at Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End. Or better yet, go back to the 80s. Do you remember the 80s miniseries V? That, ladies and gentlemen, that's predictive programming. Newsweek reached out to Carlson via email and Clayton and Morse. Carlson acknowledged on Redacted that recent whistleblowers and hearings have brought more attention to the topic of UFO or UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. I like unidentified aerial phenomenon better because that is exactly what the powers of darkness are. In fact, that is what the angelic beings are, period. However, Carlson said there would be implications if the public or media had access to more classified information. "We've had something like 10 whistleblowers," he said, "but it isn't always front page news. Some of that is suppression, but some of it is the public just can't deal with it. It's just too far out. The implications are too profound." Now, you ought to think about that, because if you've read or if you've watched The Soul Trap for long, you know we've talked about Jacques Vallée. You must get his book, Messengers of Deception. You must do reading and research on Jacques Vallée. If you want to know about prophecy coming up, you need to read Clarence Larkin, Peter Ruckman, and you need to read Jacques Vallée. You need to get his books because he is going to give you the secular side of what's coming. But listen to what Carlson said. He said, it's just too far out. The implications are too profound. And so the stories are building and building. He's exactly right. As it is right now, it's too far out. But we're being prepped. Over and over and over, story after story after story. Of course, there's another story that came out recently. NASA scientists make, quote, exciting discovery about alien worlds by Tom Norton. Another story has come out. Researchers in Mexico claim this week that mummified aliens discovered in Peru have 30% DNA from unknown species. Well, so do you if you got the jab.
Because I represent science.
In September, two, quote, non-human corpses alleged to be at least 1,000-year-old were displayed in Mexico's Congress. Now, we look at that stuff and go, that's nonsense. It's not real. But ladies and gentlemen, maybe it is. Maybe these things that have been relegated to the non-real, maybe there's more real than we think. Maybe, just maybe, just maybe, your Bible is true. The specimens were unveiled by self-proclaimed UFOologist and journalist Jamie Mousen, who told the congressional session in Mexico City, quote, they are beings, non-humans, who are not part of our terrestrial evolution, and that after disappearing, we do not think there is a subsequent evolution. Now, the same group says research it organized found non-human objects contain genetic material from an unknown species. The presentation comes amid growing interest in alien life and extraterrestrials, with U.S. politicians arguing that the American government should reveal any information it has about unidentified anomalous phenomenon. While interest from institutions such as the U.S. and the Mexican Congress has helped to legitimize the conversations around UFOs, the latest presentation about unknown species and mummified aliens is still not fully accepted. So we're still struggling to accept some of these things. Nah, that couldn't have really been that couldn't be really aliens in Mexico. They push that aside. But you know, we have a very short-term memory. Do you remember this?
Leave her alone.
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later,
there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm still nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
I have butterflies, bro. Everyone saw a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
By now, it's more than an hour after that bright light, officers meeting up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature. Yeah, like a long 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard?
Or? On New Year's Day, there was a massive police response in downtown Miami. More than 50 young people armed with sticks began fighting. Police say juveniles were also setting off fireworks, causing chaos.
So now people are posting online saying that police weren't there to handle a group of rowdy teens, but rather 8 to 10 feet tall, shadowy aliens. Conspiracy theories are saying a big creature could be seen standing in front of the entrance to the shopping area, Bayside.
So how quickly do we forget these? But I'll promise you this, those people that experience these events, they haven't forgotten. And they're telling their friends, and their friends are telling their friends. And what about the people that are having abduction realities that aren't telling anybody? A sea of people, an iceberg below the sea surface of thousands, of tens of thousands, of hundreds of thousands, of possibly millions of people, children whom the spirit of this world is working, that are encountering these beings. And the soil is being prepped for that moment, that day when they make their presence that has always been here known. It's mainstream. and it's getting more and more mainstream. It's not just Tucker Carlson. The whole world is groaning, waiting for the sons of God, the book of Romans chapter 8 says. The question is, are they waiting for the sons of God by way of Christ? Or are they waiting for the sons of God by way of the Antichrist?
Now look at this. This was supposed to be for a fight in a mall.
Uh-huh.
Look at all of these police officers that showed up. This video posted online. Eventually it came out, maybe it was due to an alien sighting. That's what people in the mall were saying, claiming it was due to an alien sighting in the area. But what really happened? Look at all these police cars.
That's a lot of police.
Look at all these police cars. The whole city was shut down.
If we're a fight in the mall.
If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness.
Here again is something that was shot not by someone in their backyard, but by the U.S. military. Look at that, Erica.
Okay.
And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree.
You're also seeing now. This is a weird one. I was watching this clip that I saw on YouTube of Tucker Carlson on Tim Pool's show talking about aliens. And he's talking about it from like almost like a religious perspective. He's like,
it's my personal belief based on a fair amount of evidence that they're not aliens. They've always been here. And I do think it's spiritual. That's my view.
So,
and again, it's not provable, but based on the evidence, I think. If the U.S. government has, in fact, had contact, direct contact with these beings, whatever they are, I've already told you what I think they are, and has entered into some sort of agreement with them, which is the claim of informed people.
So I've set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please.
That's what the whole human race is about. And that's the sinister aspect. That's what good and evil and all these different things playing off against each other is, that we need this constant competition. We're always searching for utopia, searching for that meadow we can retire in. But it's like this strife and this struggle is what makes us continue to push society further and further until this thing is born.
To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around.
NASA is showing off the latest images from deep space. The agency says that the James Webb Telescope pictures you're seeing 19 spiral galaxies. Astronomers say they're the most detailed look of those galaxies so far. They say supermassive black holes sit at the center of each of them.
Okay, so the idea of black holes before the Big Bang, that already is probably too much for me to think about.
And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting.
The tech billionaire Elon Musk is saying his Neuralink company has successfully implanted one of its wireless brain chips in a human.
Elon Musk's brain science company has implanted a device into a human for the first time.
Several rival companies have already implanted what are known as brain-computer interface systems in humans after tests were carried out initially on monkeys. Mr. Musk says the product has been given the name Telepathy, and the plan is for it to enable control of a phone, computer, or almost any linked device just by thinking about them.
If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed.
Red, Iran, and Pakistan now trading fire, and with the war in Gaza raging, tensions between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon grow, while militants attack U.S. forces in Syria and Iraq.
You know things are bad in the region when even the Taliban are calling for calm.
Should we be
worried about this rising tension in the Middle East.
I think the world's going mad. So, you know, what started out as a conflict in Gaza, we're now getting more and more towards the border of India.
Well, rebels are rising in the Middle East once again for the fourth time, the U.S. carrying out retaliatory strikes against the Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen. The Houthis again preparing to fire missiles toward the commercial ships in the Red Sea.
That's a critical trade route for the world, so the U.S. has taken preemptive action once again, launching Tomahawk missiles against those Houthi rebels. And there's also more escalation in the region. Pakistan is now striking Iran.
The U.S. government releasing a new report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, what most people know as UFOs. The report found that between August of last year and April this year, the office tracking these sightings received nearly 300 reports. Some of these incidents are still under investigation because they could pose a security threat to U.S. military operations.
Solar flare in years, which temporarily knocked out radio communication on Earth. Take a look at this.
The sun spit out the flare along with a massive radio burst yesterday, leading to 2 hours of radio interference in the United States and other sunlit parts of the world. Multiple pilots reported disruptions in communications.
The strength we saw yesterday on those particular bands was almost 10,000 times the normal background that comes from the sun.
There's something wrong with the TV. It's all messed up.
I don't know what that means.
What could it mean?
It could be over in a couple of hours.
You know something. I'm sure this will turn out to be a big nothing.
Okay, intriguing, Jake Hamilton. The new apocalyptic thriller, Leave the World Behind, starts streaming on Netflix this Friday.
Check this video out. NASA released images of the most powerful solar flare in the last 6 years. The fiery flash happened midday Thursday and caused some radio interference on Earth for a short time.
So you think that the hackers or whatever knocked out our satellites?
Number in the many thousands. We are projecting to you with all of our hearts the infinite love that stems from the most high dimensions.
Read about the reality of extraterrestrial life and the future of Earth within an interplanetary confederation in a new book, Preparation for the Landing, by cosmic visionary Uriel. Published by the Unarius Educational Foundation. Call 619-444-7062 for more information. Preparation for the landing. Are you ready?
For which there is no cure.
In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Pardon me.